Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. IGN sources say Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo won't attend E3 2023 or have any presence at the show. Last week, Microsoft's Xbox team said it would hold its annual summer showcase in Los Angeles, the same city as E3, but didn't say if it would be at the show. E3 last held an in-person show in 2019. Bloomberg sources say Sony cut projections for launch shipments on the PSVR 2 by 50%. It now reportedly expects to ship 1 million units in its launch quarter. The PSVR 2 opened for pre-order in November and ships February 22nd. The Financial Times' sources say the U.S. Commerce Department stopped issuing licenses to allow any U.S. exports to Huawei. The U.S. added Huawei to the so-called entity list in 2019, which required firms to obtain a license for exports, something previously obtained by companies like Qualcomm to supply 4G chips. Logitech revealed a prototype for a video chat booth called Project Ghost. Similar to Google's Project Starline, the idea is to provide a lifelike video projection. Logitech does this with its existing Rally teleconferencing system, projecting video on a special type of glass similar to something you'd see in a teleprompter to give the person on the other side a greater presence. The enclosure itself is made by the office furniture maker Steelcase. The two companies hope to release Project Ghost within a year. No word on cost, but Logitech's Rally system used in Ghost costs $2,099 by itself. Mercedes confirmed its Drive Pilot automated driver assist system achieved the requirements of Level 3 autonomy in Nevada, the first system in the U.S. to achieve that level of automation. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration defines Level 3 as enabling the vehicle to handle all aspects of driving up to 40 miles per hour. Drivers need to be attentive in the event they must take control with their face visible, but don't have to keep their hands on the wheel. The Drive Pilot system is available on 2024 S-Class and EQS sedans. Paramount integrated its premium cable channel Showtime with its Paramount Plus streaming service under the extremely creative name Paramount Plus with Showtime. Linear Showtime channels won't be impacted, but the Showtime streaming platform will shut down later this year. Ad-supported essential plans with Showtime start at $11.99 a month and ad-free premium plans at $14.99. Showtime content remains commercial-free on all tiers. Standard Paramount Plus Premium and Essential plans without Showtime also remain available. In its Q4 earnings, Samsung reported operating profit from its chip division fell 97% on the year to 270 billion won, about 219 million US dollars. It expects a recovery in the chip market to start in the second half of 2023. Samsung doesn't plan to cut capital investments on chip-making capacity, something already announced by chipmaker rivals like Micron and Hynix. In 2022, it invested 47.9 trillion won in chip-making capacity. In its Q4, Spotify reported it grew subscribers 14% in the year to 205 million as of the end of 2022. Monthly active users, that includes ad-supported, grew 20% in the year to 489 million. Instagram began expanding its tech status feature Notes to the EU, UK, and Japan. The company began rolling out Notes to Asia, North America, and Latin America in December. IG spokesperson Christine Pei said the feature should now be fully rolled out on iOS and Android in the US. Google plans to integrate Microsoft 365 into Chrome OS later this year. This integration will offer a guided setup process to install the Microsoft 365 Progressive Web App and connect OneDrive to the Files app. More details will come with a full launch announcement in the coming months. Google Fi notified customers that its primary network provider saw suspicious activity containing Fi customer data, including SIM card serial numbers, account status, and activation date. No personal information was exposed, but Google recommends customers be on the lookout for potential phishing attacks. Fi network provider T-Mobile disclosed a data breach on January 19th, impacting 37 million accounts. And finally, last week, a former employee of the Russian search engine Yandex leaked 45 gigabytes of source code files from February 2022, revealing ranking factors for the search engine for the first time. The data shows over 17,000 ranking factors for search results with initial weights associated with them. An analysis by Michael King at Search Engine Land found that Yandex prefers search results with no ads, older pages with updated content versus just new pages, have a high number of inbound links with anchor text, use a .com domain, and drive clicks on the page. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.